I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A religious freedom watchdog is calling Russia out on its aggressive tactics toward the church. 81% of the population considers themselves to be Christian. But there's a line between the Protestant and Orthodox churches. Open Doors USA focused on new laws in Russia aimed at curbing radicalism, but they adversely affect the Protestant churches. Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says partnering churches had hoped that their window of freedom would last longer. They'll be facing a lot of new challenges, but it hasn't taken them by surprise. Yet there is one thing that the church leaders are asking us to do.
What we ask your listeners to pray for is that independent local churches will worry more about faithful proclamation of the gospel than any hindrances the world will throw up against them.
And we've been talking about the future of missions. Now, we're connecting with Joseph Vijayam, CEO of Olive Technologies and a speaker hosted by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. Though the church focuses on distributing wealth, he says that its creation is important too.
The creation of wealth is what actually then enables us to send more people to the field. It also enables us to serve those who are in need. And so the church needs to also embrace that as a calling.
Focusing on the gospel helps for-profit business meet four others' missions.
I think that it's very important that the church needs to encourage people who have been given that calling, as long as they can be really clear about why they're creating this wealth, that this wealth comes from God and we give it all back to God and his work.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.